Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. On the phone, Nancy Wilson.
Well, good morning, Chaz. How are you doing?
Good. AJ's here, too.
Hey, morning.
Hey, AJ.
Hello.
So we're excited about your show tomorrow at Foxwoods.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's a really cool place to play, too.
What year did Heart come together?
The first album was 1975.
Wow.
Back in the day.
75. Wow, you came into a crowded field for rock at that time. Yeah, there was a lot going on.
It was an amazing time for music. You had Zeppelin coming up. You had, Pink Floyd, after the Beatles kind of started it all. It was just a really wonderful time to get a start in music, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you would show up at clubs or, rock scenes and see people from members of the Eagles, Aerosmith, Pink Floyd, Stones, whatever.
Like a who's who.
Oh, yeah. I got to actually see Led Zeppelin play live a few times that era. It was amazing. They were just, the gods of rock. We wanted to be so much like them, because they would do stuff like going to California with acoustics and mandolins and stuff. Or they would just do Black Dog or, rock and roll. They had such a beautiful range that they could field in their music. So we always kind of wanted to do both of those things like they were able to do.
Well, congratulations. You did it well enough for them to invite you to the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
That was some show watching. What was that like for you on stage looking out and there's Zeppelin and you're playing Zeppelin?
Well, it was really an interesting, nerve-wracking experience. It's like, hey, no pressure. There's just a surprise tribute to Led Zeppelin, who will be there along with the president and a bunch of notaries, and we were, just thrilled to do it, but nervous as hell.
You're
about
right.
getting it right. And of course, I had to start the whole song by myself alone.
Oops.
On the guitar part.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Jimmy's critiquing you.
Oh, you're sitting in front of Jimmy Page, right. Playing Jimmy Page.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But they really enjoyed the performance. I know that the fact that Jason Bonham, the son of their drummer, John Bonham, being on the drums there, it was like family for them. To see him there doing that in that setting was pretty emotional for those guys, too.
You mentioned it was a surprise. How did that all come together? How is that a surprise?
Our head guy at CAA, Creative Artists Agency, was kind of dreaming up a scheme, with my husband at the time, because they're really old friends. And it's like, what about a big look like the Kennedy Center honors? Because they were going to be honoring Led Zeppelin. And of course, Heart used to be called Little Led Zeppelin wherever we went, because we had to try not to play too many Zeppelin songs. So, we were a perfect choice.
Nancy Wilson of Nancy Wilson's Heart performing tomorrow night at Foxwoods. So Zeppelin knew they were going to be honored, but they didn't know you were going to be performing?
Yeah, they knew they were being honored, but the surprise was that it was us doing the honors.
Awesome.
Yep. That's really cool. Right? because you don't know what their reaction's going to be.
Right, right. Jimmy, if Jimmy Page wins to once, what did I do wrong?
I hope they like it.
Right.
Well, after we did it, there was an after-dinner thing, a reception afterwards with food where everybody mingled, and they came back to our table, each of them individually from Zeppelin. And Paige was like, oh, you did the great job. You did a great job and sounded good. And Plant came up and said, I've really learned how to hate that song because people just murder that song all the time. But this was a real special version that you guys did great. And then John Paul Jones said the same.
Wow.
Which we knew him pretty well because we worked on an album with him.
Yeah, he produced
us.
Yeah.
Nice. How did that whole relationship begin?
Well, we knew of Zeppelin. We loved Zeppelin. We were fans of theirs. And at, a couple of our release parties along the way in the 80s, the rock and roll royalty would show up occasionally. They'd all be invited to any kind of big party we were having. So we met Jimmy and Robert a few times, at parties usually, or big rock show backstage kind of places.
Yeah.
I really think of, you know, the 40s being Sinatra and the 50s being Elvis and the 60s being Beatles and the 70s being Zeppelin. Yeah. Would that be something you would agree with?
I think that really, that nutshells it in a really perfect way. I mean, you know, and then when you think of the 80s, you think more of like Van Halen, you know, or Heart, yeah. And then in the 90s, it was Nirvana,
right.
You know, and then in the 2000s, it's everybody in their Pro Tools rig.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Auto-tune and everything else, yep.
What there's an urban legend about Hart and Van Halen floating around that Eddie and Alex once propositioned you to get together.
Well, there was speculation because we were out on tour with those guys opening for Van Halen. And because, you know, hey, brothers, sisters, you know. But, you know, that's like a made-up dream, you know, like the same thing happened with Kiss. Anne and Nancy, and, you know, Gene and Paul Stanley, you know, they're an item, they're dating.
Right.
It's like, it wasn't true, of course, but...
Poor Ace and Peter.
Same thing with the Van Halen brothers, and
yeah.
It was just a typical publicist kind of thing.
Was that a thing for you, like two women fronting a rock band in the 70s where men dominated? Was there a lot of that kind of thing going on?
Oh, we were pretty headstrong with being leaders of the band because we were the creatives in the band. And so we steered the ship and we were the front people. So we just started young and earlier than we had a real sexual identity attached to any of it. So it was more like, well, what we can do this.
Would the record label say like, hey, you should be like dressed like this for the album cover?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, in the 80s, it was more like that because of MTV.
Right.
But in the 70s, it was more kind of mind expanded after the late 60s and the hippie generation, you know. So we came along in the mid 70s, and there was still a lot of 60s mentality.
You know, you had one of the best parts in Fast Times Ridgemont High, the most memorable ones. And, you know, you would know the beautiful girl in the car.
That was me.
Yep.
Was that what your part was called? Was
Beautiful Girl in Car, yeah.
Beautiful Girl in Car.
Right, yeah. Judge Reinhold, for those who don't know, Judge Reinhold is working at a seafood restaurant. He has to make a delivery wearing the Captain Kidd outfit. So he's in his big-ass Buick. He's wearing his big, goofy-ass hat. He's got the Captain Kidd outfit on. And he's at a traffic light, and there's a beautiful girl in the car looking his way. So he thinks that she wants him, and he's winking at her, and she laughs, and she drives off, and he realizes he's wearing the stupid hat, and he gets really mad. He
just starts on hat that she's laughing at.
Starts throwing all the food out of the car as he's driving. Yep,
yeah.
That's a great
then
scene.
He throws the fish and chips out the window,
right.
And she peels off.
Yeah. That's such a great scene.
It's a good scene.
And you also did the score for was it Jerry Maguire as well as Almost Famous, right?
Almost Famous, Jerry Maguire, Vanilla Sky.
Wow.
Say Anything. I worked on all those.
Wow.
And Elizabethtown.
You're a busy person.
Yeah, well, you know, I like music. I know how to do it.
Obviously.
I mean, I have no other skills. I sort of come to realize I know how to play. I know how to write. I can sing okay. And that's what I do.
The show at Foxwoods on Saturday. Tell us about the band and the set.
Oh, the band, Nancy Wilson's Heart, consists of Kimberly Nicole, who we've
the
been
voice?
Working together.
Michelle?
The Voice. She was on The Voice, finalist on The Voice. And we've been working together a couple of years. We've started some new songs with the guys in the band who worked on my solo album with me as well. Everybody's from Seattle, actually.
It sounds like it's a Heart tour, and Nancy's going to sit this one out.
Well,
Anne.
Yeah, the other one.
Duh.
Well, she's actually doing her own tour right now. She's getting ready to release an album and then tour the album. And I actually heard some of the songs that they're doing with her other band. Really good. Some really good songs. And so I ended up doing a little bit of songwriting with Anne. And it was kind of cool to get together and, you know, get creative again with her. And So right now we're just doing our kind of separate things, but, you know, I want to get a little closer and see what we can come up with.
Awesome. Well, we're really looking forward to this Foxwoods show. Yeah. This is going to be killer.
Yeah.
Nancy, thank you so much for coming on. It's always an honor to talk to you. And this is like your third or fourth time on the show.
Yeah.
Love every second of it.
Yeah. You do a good show, and come say hi if you're there.
And thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Yeah, we're linked up on the radio station website for tickets. Nancy Wilson's Heart, tomorrow night at Foxwoods.
See you there.
Okay, bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.